This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin. This is A Little Happier. Here's a passage that I love from the Diary of Samuel Pepys, and this is back from February 1662. Pepys writes, "This day, by God's mercy, I am 29 years of age and in very good health, and like to live and get an estate. And if I have a heart to be contented, I think I may reckon myself as happy a man as any is in the world." And I love this passage, and it actually inspired one of my resolutions in the Happiness Project to keep a contented heart. Because I realized, you know, no matter what's happening in my life, I'm going to be happy only if I have a heart to be contented. And I often am sort of dogged by fretfulness, by my minor annoyances, my complaints about little inconveniences, my irritation with little mistakes or oversights by others. And I think, you know, the only way that I really can be happy is if I have a heart to be contented. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.